blessed day to you all and a very warm welcome to the Grey Light Cafe podcast brought to you by Frontinus Limited. Frontinus is a communications consultancy focused on engineering, infrastructure, sustainability and research. With you today is Inji Musa, political scientist and teaching associate at Cambridge University. In this edition, where we reflect on our own podcast by asking two key questions: what is the Grey Light Cafe for? And what is its intended contribution? And I'm very honored, as always, to be accompanied by Mr. Anthony Haynes, Creative Director of Frontinus. Greetings, Mr. Anthony.
Greetings, Inji. And let me say straight away, we've discussed beforehand our own views on the contribution of this podcast, and we've got slightly different ways of expressing it. So let's start by me asking you how you conceptualize the contribution of the podcast. So how would you articulate the contribution of the Grey Lit Cafe?
To be honest, I think I would divide it into two. So I have I kind of found that there is one that is broad and long-term contributor. We could even call it archival one. And that I perceive as our podcast is building a multifaceted archive of what is grey literature and how to do it. And this includes insights from the knowledge and experiences of yourself, Dr. Anthony, but also from other grey literature producers whom you have interviewed in other episodes as well.
I like the idea of archive because I think we've tried to record content which is either evergreen or fairly evergreen. In other words, doesn't go out of date quickly. And I think also you kindly said it benefits from my expertise, benefits from your expertise as well. So what's the second way you'd articulate the contribution?
On a side note, I'm kind of building expertise slowly and gradually through these episodes, but I wouldn't claim any, to be honest.
Well, I was thinking in particular, we have recorded an interview with you, which as we speak, we haven't yet published, but is in the can. But what's your second way of conceptualizing this contribution?
Sure. So our second contribution, I see it in kind of from the eyes of the audience. So it's really related to them in the sense that I feel that with each episode, we are providing our audience with brief, concise and usable knowledge on different forms of grey literature. So they come out of each episode hopefully empowered with new knowledge and skills needed to put the discussed form of grey literature to the test. Or to use, depending on their circumstances and what stage of their career they are. So in general, one that's more a contribution to the field of grey literature and one that's more targeted to the listeners and our audience.
Yes, and I particularly, of those various words that you've used to characterise it, I particularly welcome the word usable, because I think there's quite a kind of pragmatic ethos behind what we're trying to do. So thank you.
Definitely. And if I may, allow me, Dr. Anthony, to kindly now ask you, what is the Grey Light Cafe for?
Well, I think the way I'd approach that is by comparing and contrasting it with the landscape of grey literature publications that already exist. And it seems to me over the last, let's say, decade and a half, I would say there are a few landmarks in this area. One is a book called Grey Literature in Library and Information Studies, which is edited by Farachi and Shirtful. There's another book called Managing Grey Literature, Technical Services and Perspectives, edited by Leonard and Thomas. A third book is Searching the Grey Literature by Sarah Bernardo, who we've published an interview with. And of course, there's also the ongoing publication of International Journal of Grey Literature. Obviously, we put all the references into the show notes as usual. So I think the easiest way of expressing what I think and hope our podcast is contributing is by relating it to those.
And what are the kind of the key strengths of these publications from your point of view?
Well, I think taken together, they provide a great deal of insight concerning the management of grey literature. Insight on issues such as classification, archiving, dissemination, that kind of thing. And as such, I think they really help to develop the perspective of librarians and information scientists, especially, and to some extent of publishers as well. I think the other thing they do is provide insight concerning the use of grey literature, how to search for it and how to use it and so on. And so that, in a sense, gives us the perspective of readers or users as opposed to librarians or information scientists. Although, having said that, it gives some perspective for readers, which is produced for readers and users on behalf of readers and users, as opposed to a perspective actually articulated by the readers and users themselves. But those are what I think are the main strengths of those landmark publications.
That's very interesting. And given these chances of the publications you kindly outlined earlier, how can the Grey Lit Cafe contribute in this respect?
Well, I think to some extent we replicate some of those strengths, or I hope we do. It's not as if what we're doing is completely 100% novel. I mean, for example, we've published an interview with Sarah Bernardo. It's one of my favourite episodes, actually. And actually what we were trying to do was bring out the contribution of her work in that. So to some extent, it's replicating those strengths. But I think also, I hope what we're doing is providing a different perspective and a new emphasis. And in particular, I would say what we're doing is looking at things from the point of view of authors, or I'm never quite sure what to call them, actually, because they're not always authors. I mean, sometimes if you're producing a visual text, you're not an author, are you? You're a designer or something. But let's call them authors or creators or originators. And so what we often discuss is, how do you produce stuff? You know, if you need to produce a blog, if you want to produce a poster, how do you get these things done?
Excellent. Wow. So would it be fair to say that the intended contribution of the Grey Lit Cafe lies primarily in complementing the contribution of other resources by focusing on questions of authorship, content creation, or origination, for example?
Yeah, yes. I think in the process, though, we provide a second distinctive contribution beyond what I've already tried to articulate, which is actually a focus on quality. And the thinking there is very much influenced by the notion of, I'm going to use the phrase, infrastructure of quality. In other words, a question of how can we put in place measures designed to guarantee the achievement of quality in grey literature, or if not to guarantee it, at least make it more probable that when authors and creators and so on set out to produce grey literature, more probable that they're going to produce something of high quality.
Wow, that's very interesting. I think definitely from a personal experience, sometimes we get too hooked into how to do something and we forget how good to do something.
So
this definitely, and I think at the end of the day, this will what will make the difference between two people creating the same thing or attempting to create the same thing is kind of the quality will be the benchmark. And definitely looking at all the episodes we have done so far, we have always attempt and we pray that we will always attempt to give some insights and helpful kind of skills into how good to make something rather than just how to make it.
Yes. And I think I would say, I think in doing what you say there, I think it dovetails with the contribution of the landmarks that I identified earlier, because my thinking is the higher the quality, you know, there's all this effort going into managing grey literature. And it seems to me the higher the quality of the grey literature that people are managing, that people are classifying and archiving, disseminating, so on, the more worthwhile those efforts become.
Definitely, yes. And if I may also, it's kind of when we started talking about that together, even in person before we start the podcast, it has been, there have been lots of questions about kind of how to filter grey literature, because it seems that whatever is not academic, it falls into grey literature, which is not necessarily true. I believe from speaking with yourself as a grey literature creator and kind of judging in respect or evaluator and other people, there is a real interest into narrowing down grey literature in terms of quality rather than just whatever is not academic is grey literature, which is not in itself a true statement to start with, but
yes, I absolutely agree. Yes.
So with regard to the infrastructure of quality that you kindly pointed out in the last part, where can listeners go to discover more about it? Because I think it's a very interesting point, and many of our audience will be interested into definitely this idea of quality rather than just quantity or production per se. So where would you advise them to go?
Okay, well, I've got one answer. By the way, I'll just say a word about the phrase. The phrase infrastructure quality is my own phrase. for standard phrases, quality infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The reason I don't use quality infrastructure is that as soon as you use that phrase, people start thinking of infrastructure in terms of things like building hospitals and motorways and bridges and so on, and broadband. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about soft things, about things that help to create quality in whatever. And the resource I'd recommend is a blog by Dr. Ulrich Harmes-Lietke. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And as always, we'll put the reference into the show notes. But the blog is called Quality Infrastructure for Development. And the subtitle is A Platform for People Interested in Quality Infrastructure. And I found it consistently very articulate and also very wide-ranging.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Anthony, as always, for such an enriching and interesting episode. And we look forward to the next one. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Inji.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. This was Inji Musa with Anthony Haynes. Grey Lit Cafe is edited by Dr. Bart Hallmark and produced by Frontinus Limited. Frontinus specializes in grey literature forms such as proposals, publications, papers, and reports. The music is from Handel's Water Music, courtesy of the United States Marine Band and Marine Chamber Orchestra. See you next time. Bye.